Hi, this is Bruce Baer of FemaleMenopauseMentors.com talking to you about the sandwich generation. Are you aware of what the sandwich generation is? I'm not talking about two slices of bread with a piece of meat. I'm talking about women who may be menopausal themselves who are caught between dependent children and aging parents. A recent survey by the AARP reveals that 45% of women between the ages of 45 and 55 have one living parent and at least one child younger than 21. One in eight baby boomers are identified as caring and supporting for both a parent and a child. So how is this different from other generations? Well, women have delayed having children by several years, and the elder population is living longer. Families are not always geographically close, which can cause an increased stress for the female involved when problems occur or decisions are required. Additionally, the current economy is often causing adult children to rely on their parents for financial support or perhaps child care assistance. This is a significant issue for any woman of any age, but particularly those going through menopause. Anne Valancourt, in the article of the same name on our blog, Female Menopause Mentors, gives three tips. She says menopause is the age where it is important to take care of yourself in the form of proper diet to avoid or help control blood pressure and diabetes caused by weight gain and inactivity. She says that some form of exercise to strengthen muscles and keep the heart healthy is necessary 4 or 5 times a week. This will also help prevent osteoporosis. And you need to de-stress. There needs to be learned breathing exercises and mental exercises that you do that will help you to lower your adrenaline and cortisol levels and lessen the chance of metabolic diseases and cancer. It's too easy to put these important lifestyle habits aside because of time constraints and fatigue. Anne has many women tell her they don't have time to exercise and eat correctly, and she has seen worrisome changes in a woman's health from year to year, often due to these time constraints, caring for children, caring for parents, and not caring for self. Anne and I encourage all the sandwich generation women to continue with healthy choices as much as possible and to attempt at all costs to place yourselves first at least some of the time. This is Bruce Baer from FemaleMenopauseMentors.com with an audio boo for the sandwich generation.